All right, so we continue with the Peleoids. We are going to start a new topic, the topic of Amen, on page 143. The Shir was started as a Zechus L'Nishmas Adir Chaver Chaim Eloza Ben Shem Shenaryeh, as well as Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Ben Chaim Menachem Ben Tzion, and it should also be a Zechus for Refuah Shleimah for Chaim Moshe Shuv Malka Chaim Dov Ben Rachel and Chana Leah Bas Shein Dol Rachel, as well as a Zechus for all those in the Makom Sakana in Eretz Yisrael, including Azriel Baruch ben Penina and Daniel Shlomo ben Rosteka, who are both currently serving. So if you are listening to the recording, I'm having some technical difficulties uploading the video. The end of it keeps getting cut off. So for now, until Yehuda Hyman finishes Sheva Brachas and is able to fix it, I'm going to only be posting the audio. Okay, so on page 143, so Yadua, he says like this about Amen. It's well known, the Zohar says in Parshas Vayelech, somebody who upholds the faith, which is a stylistic way of saying he upholds the word the Amens. The greatness of it, the reward. It means, the Gemara explains that it means someone who waits, bracha, when he will have an opportunity to hear a bracha. So this is someone that looks forward to being able to answer Amen, looks forward to opportunities to express his loyalty to Hashem in this way. And he says, based on this, we can understand the severity and the harshness of the punishment of someone who doesn't concern himself to answer Amen. But MS Tim Saras Enoish Mer Ois Chemeshaboy. He says, in truth, a person's hair should stand on end out of a fear, out of fright. He says, I already talked about the words of the Zohar in my Kuntres Eiriseilim. He says, a person's heart should be pained about all the people who are Ami Aretz with regards to answering Amen. They are not aware of the significance and of the importance. Hashem should give them a kapara because they're unaware. People who are not careful with Amen fail to have a proper recognition. It's like a child that you give a check. So the child understands candy, the child understands ice cream. You give them a check for $1,000. They don't realize that when they deposit the check and take out the money, they can then buy 1,000 ice creams. They just think in terms of, you're giving me a piece of paper, you're giving me ice cream. So it's a similar idea. If someone is not careful with Amen, it's because they don't see it. They see it as a check. It's a future payment. They don't recognize right now what the value of it that's accruing for them. Says once the Pasuk in Mishlei says, don't withhold good from people from the people who deserve it, when you have the ability to do it, Mama Oitzarach. Basically, what he's saying is that when you have something good that you can share with others, you should not keep it to yourself. And he says that applies to a bracha. When you're saying a bracha and there are other people around, don't say it to yourself. You should say it out loud. When there are people that want to answer Amen, so you're denying them that opportunity. Don't hold back this good thing from them. And he says that will be considered stucker for you, which will give you a chelek of a reward that is very yafek. Ki gadol hamizakeh, the one who brings the schus is greater than the one who does it. Very important idea in Yiddishkeit, which is, and obviously the negative infers the positive, that the worst is chayte umachte. You not only sin, but you cause others to sin. And vice versa, the positive is that if you're mizakeh others, that's even greater than doing it yourself. And he says, whenever someone enables others to do a mitzvah, the Torah considers it as if he did it himself. And he says that the achronim write, the paiskim write, that someone who answers amen to a bracha should also say it loud. So first, let's deal with the first idea. The idea of someone who enables someone else is considered as if they did it. So the raya that's brought is from Moshe Rabbeinu, where the pasuk the pasuk says that Moshe was the one who struck the Nilus, struck the Nile River, And obviously, we know that Moshe did not hit the Nile River because he was not allowed to. It would be a kafei tayv. The water saved him. But what did he do? He told Aaron, and Aaron went and hit the water. So because Moshe was mezakeh Aaron, the pasuk treats it as if Moshe himself did it. And that is a source, min haTorah, that we see that when you're mezakeh others, it's as if you did it yourself. Then he says that you should answer amen yourself out loud, kedei sheyishma mevarech. So first we said that you should make a bracha out loud to enable someone to answer amen. But now the other way works, which we don't really think about. At least I can say I've never thought about this. But he says you should answer amen because it's the same factor at work, which is shamei ka'ayin. Just like when I say amen and I listen to a bracha, it's like I made it. When I listen to amen, it's like I also said amen. So he says, that you should have in mind when you hear the Amen that I'm being Yaitza the Amen together with him. So when you answer Amen, it's not just for yourself. You should also have in mind that I'm being Yaitza, the person who's making the bracha. He says, basically, you're going to get double because you made the bracha and you get credit for answering the Amen, even though you didn't answer it. The other guy answered it, but you listened. So now you get credit for praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu twice. So each person has an opportunity every time you make a bracha. From now on, it's everything you did till now. It's the same bracha, the same shahakal, the same alamechia, the same everything. But now you're going to get double credit because when you make the bracha, you're going to make it out loud, allowing someone to answer amen. And when you listen to his amen and you have in mind to be yotzeh that, now you all of a sudden, you're going to start doubling your schar. It's a freebie. We're giving out freebies. You can automatically double your schar in that way. He says, you have to be even more careful. That when you say Kaddish, that you say it properly. Yiskadal with a kuf, yiskadash with a gimel. So instead of saying yiskadal yiskadash, you say yiskada, yiskadal yiskadash, and you mess up the words, that without realizing it, you're actually knocking out Kaddish Baruch Hu. Because Yiskada with a kuf means to be stubborn. You're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the stubborn one. And Yiskadash means to get fat. And you're making fun of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ketzad Yanu Achrav Amen, that you also, if you're saying Kaddish wrong, and now you're getting people to answer Amen. So it's a Chalil of the Chas. Not only are you doing wrong, but now you're messing up others. Besides what you're doing wrong, that you're being careless and you're not. You're not saying Kaddish properly, but now and now all those other people who don't realize it either or aren't correcting you are now going to get punished for their answering Amen to a curse or to a some mocking or deriding a Kaddish Baruch Hu. You have to say it slowly. So that the amen should always follow the words kutcha brichu. So the amens have to be in the right place. Amen yesh me'rava. If you're going to jump, and then you're going to say brichu li'elo, and you're not going to give them a chance to respond. So now they're not answering amen to brichu. Now they amen is amen yisaimu. V'chein kesha'imrim. I'm sorry. V'chein. If you rush through kaddish and people don't respond, then you're causing a great deal. You're causing a great deal of harm. When you say the Berachas Sefer Torah and Berachas HaTorah, Dave, the Shavuos, the Berachas HaTorah, remember Dave, you were on the wrong page. Berachas HaTorah, Im Yoimar Oysan Chatifais, Uketufais Bechalif, Chaser Goyim, Gam Kein, Bittel Anias Aminim. He says it choppy or abbreviated, making mistakes. You also caused that the amens that are being answered are now bittul. They're going on nothing. And God forbid, or chalila, not upon us, but we're going to get a mishpat for this. So basically, you're going to unfortunately have to answer if there is a omission of an amen, or even worse, if there's an amen to a bracha that was said incorrectly. Words that were said incorrectly, and as a result, it's coming out that you're not only not praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you're saying something lehepach. So very careful, both. There's a chiyuv on the person who's davening for the Amma to be very careful about what he says, and the people who are answering Amen, if you hear someone that isn't pronouncing the words properly, don't say Amen. Don't say amen. That's what I see here. Don't say amen, because you say amen, you think, okay, I'm going to say amen either way. But then it sounds like here that there's a punishment there for answering amen to words that are not correct for the person to be saying. But the first part is that from now on, when we make brachas, we should say them out loud to be mezaken the people who are going to answer amen, and to listen to their amen too, and that way get credit for both saying the bracha and get a credit for the amen. You get double credit for one bracha.